Maybe some, I mean, three pretty cool images. First from Jeremiah, it was kind of an action prophecy, meaning doing an image physically to so that God can actually show what he's pointing. And really what he's doing is he's using his underwear and hiding it. And it's disgusting because he buried it and then he took it back and the Lord was saying, well, look at that, that's, can't do anything with that. And then the second, in the New Testament, with Jesus, he's talking two parables. Parables a little different than the prophesying ones, the action of prophets, prophesying from God to an individual or a group, but teaching, it's an image. He's talking about the mustard seed, you know, and obviously the smallest seed, at least he said, became this huge bush. Or those that the person that takes the yeast and with a few, you know, parts of it can leaven the whole batch. Now, I think there's a couple ways to, and I hope for your heart and thoughts can really go to a lot of different directions in your spiritual journey. One, with the book in Jeremiah, the first thing that comes to my mind is, I mean, that in our journey, well, that's our sins. I mean, that's the times that we just say, all right, here's my stuff in my heart, and I'll just bury that. It's disgusting, and I can't use it until I go to confession, and I am cleansed and purified. That's one of my thoughts. Of course, you probably have others of thinking about, that's quite funny if we really are honest. Taking his loincloths, underwear, what we'd say today. And the two parables, I think he's talking about the kingdom of God. And what I was thinking of last evening, last night, that with this mustard seed, to think about our own souls being the reception of the seed of God, meaning his son, meaning the word of God, the scriptures. You know, imagine how each of us here that were baptized, we were given the seed of God's word, and how it was so small to start to be buried in our souls in this way, in a different direction of the beauty of it. And how does it grow and how has it grown in your heart? To allow that seed to grow, getting bigger and bigger and bigger in evangelization and showing your love and your compassion and your mercy and your service to many people. And very similar with the bread, using again the same, a couple small things in the yeast to leaven great food for others. So think about some of those things tonight. I thought it was very interesting in the Old Testament and the New, the images and how it can inspire us to keep walking forward with our Lord.